Hello everyone, this is Devinder, an intelligent analyst, and I'm back with another analysis and review. And this time I'll be talking about one of the most talked about books, The Almanac of Naval Ravikant. Initially, humans had few basic needs like food, shelter or homes, clothes, and natural resources. Later, humans started living together in a pack and then in societies. The needs and wants of humans increased gradually. Once they learned to manage basic needs easily, they needed a lifestyle or a way of life to move forward. Thus, the creation of gods and religion took place, and they influenced almost all parts of society. With time, people created a barrage of spiritual gurus, thinkers, and motivational speakers. Time changed the priorities, initially from God and spirituality to practical ways of life and means to fulfill their needs. Now, we see umpteen motivational speakers and thinkers talking about practical solutions to daily problems and things you can do to have a happy and positive mindset. One of them, Naval Ravikant, is one of the best thinkers of our time. Eric Jorgensen tried to recollect the novel's ideas and thoughts in one book, Almanac of Naval Ravikant. Background: Eric Jorgensen is a product strategist and writer. His business blog, Evergreen, educates and entertains more than 1 million readers. He built the entire transcript of the Almanac of Naval Ravikant from Naval's tweets and conversations Naval had on various platforms. Eric tried to keep it as close as to the original content, but he made a few changes to the transcript to make it presentable. He tried to present the concepts and interpretations in his own words and ask his readers to come up with their own meanings too. Now, let's talk about the person this book is based on, Naval Ravikant. Naval Ravikant is an icon in Silicon Valley and startup culture universally. He founded multiple successful companies and worked as an angel investor by investing in the early phases of the companies like Uber, Twitter, Postmates, and hundreds more. He is known for his thoughts on life, health, wealth, happiness, and family. Naval is an avid book reader and likes to reread a handful of great books rather than going through various books. Naval was born in Delhi, India, 1974, and moved to Queens, New York at 11 in 1985. At 25, he became the founder CEO of Opinions and later founded several companies. In 2018, at 43, he received the Angel Investor of the Year award. Positives: The Almanac of Naval Ravikant is not a typical self-help book with heavy words, complex passages, and ultra-deep meanings. The author specifically talked about practical ways to earn money, get skilled, and build wealth. The author avoided suggesting anything that an ordinary person cannot do or stay true to the ways of building habits that are helpful in the long run. He covered several topics like building wealth, happiness, and judgment of the meaning of life and building ourselves. When building wealth, he focuses on how to create wealth. He suggests that we must find and build specific knowledge and put everything we have to be the expert. He gives numerous ways to build long-term wealth, like recording a podcast, writing a book, or being a consultant. He says that while we should try to play a long-term game, we should also stick with people for a long time instead of trying to reach short-term goals. He believes we should be accountable for what we do and always give our best. You should be the best at what you do and keep your uniqueness and originality at what you do to find a position of your leverage that will eventually lead to a state where you would get paid for merely your judgment. He thinks people should prioritize and focus on the task instead of hustling through multiple jobs and failing at everything. He stresses finding work that feels like play so that you keep enjoying what you do and already ready to learn new. The author speaks about happiness at length and offers an interesting take. He says that like any other skill, happiness is a skill and you can learn or decide to stay happy. He believes being happy is a choice. You make that choice, you make that decision every day and live by it. He strikes on the desires of human beings and how those unrealistic desires makes a person unhappy. While envy is the core enemy of happiness, we can build habits to be happy. Like exercise, a healthy body is a source of happiness. Reading good books, a healthy mind is a source of happiness, and many more things you like and find productive. He talked about meditation and finds it helpful for a calm mind. He thinks that you need to give some time a day for daily exercise and meditation to get any benefit out of it. We need to build great habits to build ourselves a better people, choose to grow ourselves to find a purpose in life and work towards it, and decide to free ourselves from all the mental shackles that are stopping us from growing further. We should have our meanings in life, not what someone else suggests, how or what. The future is uncertain and the present is all we have. So we can start from today itself for what we need to do. Negatives. Almanac of Naval Ravikant is an excellent and timeless book, but I believe we should address a few things that could have been better. Eric Jorgensen wrote this book, so it is about what Eric believes about what Naval means. Instead, he could have mentioned a direct message from Naval. He talked about his perspectives and did not go very deep into any subject, but he shared the third-person perspective and his ideas. In some spots, the book becomes preachy and loses the crispiness of its maintaining from the beginning. Conclusion. I'll rate this book 4.5 stars out of 5. It is an excellent and timeless read, and you may find different meanings each time you read it. The Almanac of Naval Ravikant is a quick read and to reread in case you decide to do so. The suggestions are practical and it talk about building skills and mental models. He thinks that we are in control of most of our fate than something else outside. I loved reading this and I hope you will too. And that is all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is again Devendra, an intelligent analyst. If you like it, give it a like. Please subscribe to this channel and keep listening. If you have any ideas, please suggest in the comment box. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.